Officials have now confirmed 20 measles cases around Minneapolis, Minnesota. 16 of the cases were children who had not been vaccinated. 2 cases have also been found in Lincoln County, Nebraska. South Dakota has been relatively measles-free with the exception of 10 cases in 2015. Before that, it was 17 years since the state saw any cases. Lon Keitlinger is the state epidemiologist. He says the area health departments are hard at work to prevent the disease from spreading.
With the Nebraska case, that was an airline exposure. People were flying into Omaha, and we had South Dakota people sitting in the same row as the person with measles. And we had their names, and we tracked them down and found out that some were college students and some were adults, and everybody was vaccinated. So that puts you out of risk, so we dodged the bullet there.
Keitlinger says the combination of a rash and fever are the telling signs of measles. He says controlling the disease has greatly improved the quality of life.
It used to be a childhood disease. Like, I'm old enough. I was born in the 1950s. When we all got measles, it was ubiquitous. It was just a rite of passage kind of a disease. But it took its toll. 1 out of every 1,000 kids that got measles ended up with brain damage, encephalitis, and often, you know, lifelong disability. 3 out of every 1,000 children died. So it really took its toll. It's just a bad disease that we're on the cusp of getting rid of.
Keitlinger says it's best to get vaccinated when you're a child. He says the vaccine is safe and covers measles, mumps, and rubella. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Levi Gutz.